When African and Latino musicians get together, some pretty amazing sounds start happening. Synergy. Latin America and Africa have a lot of common ground musically. Could the same thing happen, though, between Mexico and the Balkans? It is a trend these days, Balkan polka music paired with norteño, Mexico's traditional folk music from the borderlands. These are two musical traditions that are not so far apart, but the idea of two accordion cultures doesn't exactly sell itself. So we'll let Beto Arcos do the selling.
10 years ago, the band Polka Madre was born accidentally. It happened at a party, a spontaneous jam session at the home of accordionist Marina de Ita in Mexico City. She says no one there was thinking about forming a band.
We were not professional musicians. We were not studying as the others that came from the conservatories. We just wanted to jam and play. So we started the band together. And then we met Enrique, the clarinet player in Coyoacán. He was busking. He used to play more jazz and bossa nova, but the sound, he sounded like this klezmer clarinet player, so we invited him.
Polka Madre ended up ushering in a Balkan music scene in Mexico. Marina de Ita says it makes sense. Balkan music has a lot in common with Mexican traditional music.
It's in our roots. I don't know the history, actually. I haven't been, like, researching. But if you hear the polkas norteño, sometimes it sounds the same as the Balkan music. Because you can hear some polka and they say it's from Mexico. But a German friend came and they said, "Ah, this is from Munich."
Bruno Bartra, a.k.a. DJ Sultán Balcanero, is leader of the band La Internacional Sonora Balcanera. He says the Balkan music scene in Mexico really took off when one of the most renowned artists of this musical genre, Goran Bregovic, came to play at a massive Mexico City festival.
And 10,000 persons showed up, and it was madness. He also played alongside an orchestra from Oaxaca. So since then, there was a symbol of this link between the Balkans and Mexico City. So yeah, that was a key moment.
Bartra says a lot of the musicians who joined the Balkan scene in Mexico came from other countercultural communities.
From the ska movement, which was pretty linked to the Zapatista ideology, or the world music movement, which was much linked to a multicultural idea.
Today, there are dozens of Balkan-influenced bands, not just in Mexico City, but across the country. And for the past 3 years, there's been an annual Balkan music festival in Mexico City that feature bands from Mexico, the U.S., and even Eastern Europe. But so far, Mexico's Balkan bands have yet to play in the region that inspired their music. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
You can check out a performance by La Internacional Sonora Balcanera. Beto says it so much better than I do. At PRI.org, we've got the video. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be with you again tomorrow.